The best old-time radio from people you trust. The Radio Nostalgia Network, where the oldies are still young.
Once again, the years roll back, and you are in the Brownstone Theater to attend a performance of The Prisoner of Zenda. It's a theater of memories, this Brownstone Theater. Your own memories, perhaps. For here we present plays you may have enjoyed once upon a time. Plays that have entertained and thrilled many an audience in many a theater. Plays you will still enjoy. In your seat at the Brownstone Theater now, and sitting beside you is the distinguished American drama critic and author, a knowing and charming gentleman, Clayton Hamilton.
Good evening. I'm happy to welcome you to the Brownstone Theater, the theater of my memories and your imagination. Our play tonight is one of the most popular of all romances, The Prisoner of Zenda. That title is almost synonymous with chivalry and sword play, high honor and self-sacrificing love. And the locale of the play is Ruritania, a mythical kingdom whose very name is now associated always with adventurous romance. Our radio version is adapted from the play by Edward Rose, which of course was founded on the famous novel by Anthony Hope. Our Brownstone Theater stars, Jackson Beck and Gertrude Warner, will portray respectively Rudolph Rassendyll, a young Englishman who bears an uncanny resemblance to a king, and the lovely Princess Flavia. At the rise of the curtain, we find ourselves in Ruritania, in a hall in the royal palace of the capital city, Strelsau. It is the day of a coronation, and all the court dignitaries are assembled for the occasion.
Magnificent day for the coronation, eh?
There's thunder in the air, Duke Michael.
No, everything will be perfect. Well, is everybody here?
Everybody but His Majesty. If you will excuse us, come, Lorenz.
You may be sure His Majesty will be here in plenty of time for the coronation.
You're wrong, Black Michael.
It's off. Careful, they may hear you.
They've gone.
Any news from Madame de Maubin?
It seems Rudolph won't be here. He was found indisposed and taken to your castle at Zenda for safekeeping.
Good. Spread the news quietly in half an hour. I shall yet be king of Ruritania.
Long live King Rudolph the Fifth!
Tensau, he's here. I thought you said...
Madame de Maubin said so, not I. Obviously, Rudolph is not at Zenda, for there he is.
I wonder. It looks like Rudolph, except that he's clean-shaven.
Many men would shave their mustaches for a woman as beautiful as Princess Flavia.
Come away quickly. I would rather not face Rudolph now. There would be time enough after the coronation.
Your Majesty, will it please you to step this way?
Of course, Colonel Sapt. Do you think anyone noticed the impersonation?
I saw Black Michael hurrying off just now, but I'm sure he doesn't suspect.
This is an adventure much to my liking.
Careful. Remember, this is a serious game we play. A game with death.
Your Majesty.
Oh, Mayor Tepe. Get the procession ready. We're already late.
Very well, Your Excellency. We will form the procession in the White Hall.
This is quite a palace you've provided, Colonel. You know, this whole adventure grows more fantastic every minute.
Mr. Rassendyll, please remember, a nation depends upon our success today.
Of course, I shall be careful. But it is strange, you must admit. I come all the way from England for the coronation of a cousin I have never seen, and end by being crowned king in his place.
It was Providence brought you to us. It's only your coming that saves the throne from Duke Michael. I don't know how he managed to drug Prince Rudolph last night the way he did, but it'll be at least 24 hours before the prince comes to. Michael would have turned this occasion into his own coronation if it weren't for you. As it is, you will take Rudolph's place for the coronation. Then when he recovers, you disappear, and no one is the wiser.
Do I look so much like my cousin, Ben?
You two are practically identical. I still find it difficult to look at you, realize you're not Rudolph.
But I am Rudolph. Rudolph Rassendyll. As I told you, I was named after my illustrious grandfather, Elfberg, just as the king was. Since we must share the heritage of his personal appearance, we may also share his name.
True. But we're wasting valuable time. The procession will return for the coronation very soon. Now, I must coach you about these people.
My dear Colonel, you've coached me all through the night. You have recounted the history of my life. You have described my friends, my relations, my servants, my pursuits, my tastes, and my little weaknesses, many of which are not to my liking. You have informed me of the etiquette of the Ruritanian court, the precedence of ambassadors, and the manner of saluting the minor clergy. Oh, don't tell me any more, or I shall forget everything.
But there are three or four people you must recognize. Marshal Strickens, most famous veteran of our army who won the Battle of Alitnitaza.
Alitnitaza?
Yes. Then there is Lorenz Tepic, Chancellor of the Kingdom, and his brother Franz, Mayor of Strelzau.
I think I can manage that.
Good. Careful now. They're coming. First one is His Excellency Marshal Strickens.
Ah, Marshal. Quite a field day, isn't it? We must try to make it another Alitnitaza.
Very good.
Your Majesty is gracious indeed.
Next is Lorenz Tepic, the Chancellor.
Ah, Tepic, my Chancellor. With you and my Field Marshal here, I'm ready for peace or war.
We pray for peace, sire.
Next, the British Ambassador, Lord Tuttle.
Lord Tuttle, thank heavens as blind as a bastard.
I bear the congratulations of a nation, Your Majesty.
Sacrificing everything for duty, eh, Lord Tuttle? Giving up the charming house in Grosvenor Square, those exquisite little dinners, the cellar.
Careful, you're going too far.
It's all right. He's my uncle.
Your Majesty has an excellent memory.
Here comes the Princess Flavia. My betrothed? Practically. Well, I'm a lucky fellow. She's lovely.
Welcome to Your Majesty.
Welcome, my princess.
You're changed, Rudolph.
Why, no. I don't think so.
I like you better without your mustache.
I removed it to please you.
You seem different in other ways, too. Graver, more sedate. Is it possible you're beginning to take anything seriously?
Would that please you?
You know it would. I've told you many times what I think a king should be.
Whatever pleases you, I shall try to do.
Then please be careful of Black Michael. You never have realized how dangerous he is.
I know. He wants what I have. And perhaps something which I hope to win.
Your pardon, Highness. Your Majesty, we're ready to pass into the cathedral.
What for?
Coronation. You must still be crowned.
Oh, yes. I had forgotten. Today, I'm playing the king's hand. Tomorrow, he collects my winnings.
Is there still no word from Madame de Mauban?
No, Excellency. Perhaps she realized you intended to discard her for Princess Flavia and decided not to help you.
She couldn't have guessed. If you told her, I'll have your life.
Why waste your threats on me, Duke Michael? Here comes the lady now. Ask her.
Oh, Michael, I've searched everywhere for you.
Leave us, Hensel. Antoinette, you sent me word that Rudolph was drugged and had been carried off safely to Zenda.
Is that your greeting to me, Michael?
I can't stop to make love now. This is a matter of life and death.
And isn't love a matter of life and death? At least to a woman.
Our plans were well and carefully laid. What went wrong?
Nothing, Michael. I drugged the king myself. Colonel Sept and the others left him in a stupor at the tavern with only one guard who was overpowered by your men. The king was removed to your castle of Zenda according to your order.
But he's being crowned in the cathedral at this moment. I have seen him.
No. Of course not. I felt there was a difference.
This is some impostor trading on a marvelous likeness.
That might be. A charcoal burner told me he'd seen such a man. An Englishman wandering through the woods yesterday.
I shall expose him.
And admit the real king is a prisoner at Zenda, drugged by your orders.
No. Of course you're right. I must go to Zenda at once.
Why?
To make sure Cousin Rudolph doesn't leave there alive.
But even... Even if he died, the Princess Flavia would be the next heir to the throne.
And so I have a double chance?
You confess it.
No. No, I meant nothing.
So it's true. You intend to marry Flavia. You care nothing for me, nothing.
I swear it's not true. I must go to Zender at once. Come with me. That way I can explain my absence from the coronation.
You know I can't refuse you.
I will have Hensel prepare our horses and return to you shortly.
Not a word of love. Not one word. All self, all ambition. He'll kill the king, betray me, and marry Flavia. I know he will. But no, he shan't. Not while I can prevent it.
You're gaining laurels, Rudolph. You're like the prince who was transformed by becoming a king.
Don't say that. I have been crowned a king, but I am the same man I was.
Rudolph, you will be careful, won't you?
Careful? Of what? Of Michael?
Think what your life means to...
Yes.
To Ruritania.
Only to Ruritania?
And to your friends.
My friends?
And to your cousin and loving servant.
Flavia.
Oh, but here comes Colonel Sapt, and I must leave you.
Well, this is a memorable day for you, Rasendil. But be careful not to take the game too seriously. Princess Flavia must marry the real king.
I know. I know only too well.
I fear you have another intruder, Madame de Mabat.
Yes, I see. Madame, you wished an audience with me?
You are an Englishman, I believe, sir.
Madame, you're addressing the king.
There's no need to pretend. You're discovered.
What?
Black Michael holds the real king, a prisoner at Zender.
A prisoner at Zender? But I left him safe and under guard at the tavern.
Nevertheless, he is now a prisoner at Zender. Black Michael will stop at nothing to kill his substitute. Then the real king will be murdered quietly in the castle.
So, this mad joke has turned to deadly earnest.
There's only one way out. You must continue to act the king.
But the Duke knows the truth.
He can't denounce you without denouncing himself. As long as you pose as the king, Michael is helpless.
But supposing he has already killed the king.
Then by thunder in heaven, you're a better Elfberg than Black Michael. And you shall rule in Ruritania.
It is not only my life that we risk, but my honor.
Rudolph?
Princess Flavia. Perhaps she can persuade you. We'll leave you. Come, madame.
Oh, Rudolph. So sad on your coronation day.
Flavia, I love you more than life or honor.
I love you now, Rudolph.
Now?
Today. I never did before.
Flavia, if I were not the king, if I were only an ordinary man...
If you were a convict in a prison, you would be my king now.
Oh, my princess, I'm not...
Your Majesty, 1,000 pardons, but I must speak with you.
Not now, Colonel Sump, not now.
Rudolph, in matters of state, you are the servant, not the master. I'll leave you to your task.
Thank you, Your Highness.
Colonel Sump, you saw and heard just now.
I did.
Leave me here a week. There's another problem for you. You know what I might do.
If you did, you'd have to fight me first and kill me.
You know I could raise the entire court against you and destroy you.
You could.
I could marry the princess and have Michael and his cousin murdered.
I'm not denying it.
Then in heaven's name, let's crush Michael and bring the king back to his throne immediately.
I knew it. You're the finest Elfberg of them all.
How long must this stalemate continue? Here we sit at Tarlenheim, and there, just across the valley, is Zender. We surround them, and they surround us, and neither of us has moved in a month.
Mathematically impossible, Your Majesty, but quite true.
Your Majesty, Madame de Mauban seeks an audience.
Admit her. Colonel Sapt, we will discuss this further at another time.
Yes.
We would speak to Madame de Mauban privately.
As you will, sire.
Now, madame, how may we serve you?
Mr. Rassendil? I may call you by that name.
If you don't say it too loudly. But what of the prisoner?
Say whom you mean, that I may know whether you intend to deal fairly by him or usurp his place for good.
Then, madame, what of the king?
The king is dying. He lies in a narrow dungeon night and day. He's grown almost childish with the horror of it. If I'd not nursed him a little, he'd be dead already.
I'll attack the castle of Zenda tonight.
If you do, Hensau has orders to kill the king.
Then what can I do?
Mr. Rassendyll, you've done all that a brave man could. You cannot rescue him. There's only one question now. Shall Michael reign, or will you?
The throne is nothing to me. A dead man's crown would burn into my brain. But Flavia, day and night there is my madness for her. The one woman I can ever love.
Then tell her the truth.
I cannot.
I've heard she loves you.
Don't torture me with a thought.
I must see his majesty at once.
Flavia.
Oh, Rudolph.
Princess. Who is this lady, Rudolph? Your highness, I'm Antoinette de Mauban, one of the ladies of the court. I've come to warn the king there's a prisoner at Zenda, dying perhaps.
A prisoner at Zenda? Some more of Black Michael's villainy?
I'm afraid so. I'm told the prisoner is an adventurous young Englishman, Rudolph Rassendyll, cousin of the British ambassador.
Your highness, Duke Michael laid a plot that should have kept King Rudolph from the throne. It failed because of this Englishman. Now Michael plans to kill him and the king and marry you, princess, to win the crown for himself.
I see. Rudolph, in the old days, you asked me to let you announce our betrothal.
Flavia.
I delayed. If it had not been for our country's sake, I should have refused.
Oh, don't speak.
I must. A change came in you when you were crowned. Until then, I'd only thought that you might need me, for I could influence you. But our people might need me at your side to help you. Sometimes even to guide you.
You cared so much for duty.
What right should I have to the name of queen if I did not? But now I know that you are indeed a king. Forgive me that I knew so little once.
Flavia, if you knew me now...
I think I do. Madame, this is my answer to Duke Michael. The king shall announce our approaching marriage as soon as he chooses.
Oh, Flavia, Flavia.
Your Majesty, an envoy from Duke Michael.
Who is the messenger?
Rupert of Hensau, sire.
You mustn't find me here.
Come with me, madame.
You're very kind.
Admit the messenger.
Your Majesty is gracious. Or, since we're alone, may I call you Mr. Rassendyll?
If you know not how to address the king, Duke Michael must find another messenger.
Why keep up the farce?
Because it is not yet finished.
As you please. The Duke offers you more than I would. A halter for your Majesty was my suggestion. He offers you safe conduct across the frontier and 1,000,000 marks.
I prefer your offer, sir, if I must choose one.
I told Michael you would.
Are you content following Michael?
I follow him too closely sometimes. There's a lady, you understand, and he's a jealous brute. But unfortunately, the fool woman is constant. If I were to clamber through her window some fine night, she would shriek, Michael, help, it's Hensau, and the Duke would come running.
Is this what you've come to tell me?
Look here. You're worth 12 Michaels. You can buy me, if you like.
At your own price, of course.
Ah, you understand a gentleman as I do. Attack the castle tonight. I'll kill Black Michael. You take care of Colonel Zapp for safety. And I'll send the prisoner down to... Heaven will say. That would leave only the two of us. Rupert of Hensau and the King of Ruritania with a throne and a princess.
Get out of my reach.
I've shocked you. Well, it would take more than a scruple or two to keep me from winning a princess like Flavia.
Get out while your skin's whole.
Very well. Take this dagger then.
Oh, my arm. Stop him. Stop that man.
Rudolph, what is it?
It's nothing.
Oh, that villain stabbed you.
Just a scratch on my arm.
Here, let me bind it for you.
Did you overhear what was said?
I did not understand.
You must know the truth. I am not the king.
Not the king? Rudolph, don't I know my love?
Flavia, I love you with all my heart and soul. Though all the world were lies, I love you.
If you love me, that is everything.
But I am not the king. He is in prison and I must rescue him.
I don't understand.
I am an imposter. I am the Englishman, Rudolph Rassendyll.
You are a truer king than he. You are my king. Let me go with you.
Oh, Flavia, I want no man's crown, no man's place. But may I claim my love? Come with me. I dare all Ruritania to take you from me. Will you come?
If you bid me.
The king has faithful servants. Let them rescue him. You are all my world. Come with me.
All my joy and all my life are in you. It was always you, never the king.
Oh, Flavia, can I steal away with you like a thief? Silently, shamed, degraded. Can I do it?
No, my king.
I knew it. So it's settled. I shall rescue the king or Michael will kill me. Love is over. Zapt! Zapt! Come here and bring Madame de Maubin with you. There's a chance, a wild chance. I learned it from that fellow Hensel. Zapt, do you hear?
I'm coming, Your Majesty. And here is Madame de Maubin.
We attack Zender tonight.
Tonight, Your
And
Majesty.
You must help me save the king.
Your Majesty.
It's all right, Colonel. They both know the truth.
What?
Now listen. When the clock strikes 2, 30 men must be at the castle gate. Madame, can you bribe the porter to leave the gate unfastened?
Certainly.
Good. At the stroke of 2, be in your room. If you cry out, Michael, help, it's Hensel, the Duke will rush to you, will he not?
Of course.
That will keep him from discovering our entrance.
But Hensel will be guarding the king in the dungeon.
Your scream will bring Hensel to the dungeon door, at least. There I shall kill him and rescue the king.
Hensel! Hensel, let me in!
Madame de Maubin, you honor us.
I've come to see the prisoner.
He's sleeping in his cell now, but come in, come in.
Thank you.
It's good of you to come. I am almost as much a prisoner as he.
Let me enter his cell, Hensel. It's cold, and I have brought this blanket for him. We can at least make him comfortable.
It's a waste of time. He'll die soon anyway. But if you wish.
Don't come in with me. You'll only upset him.
Your wish is my command, madame. When you finish ministering to him, perhaps you'll have a moment to spare for me?
Perhaps. But leave me with him now.
I envy him your sympathy.
Your Majesty. Your Majesty, wake up.
Oh, what is it now? Oh, let me die in peace.
Hush, Your Majesty. You must take courage.
Oh, Madame, help me.
Listen to me. Tonight your friends attack the castle to rescue you. Can you barricade your door? The bed, the chair, anything for a moment's delay. When Hensel hears them coming, you understand, if you can hold him off, only 5 minutes, it may be enough. Have you the strength to do it?
Yes. Yes, you give me the strength. You give me courage and hope. I'll do it. When are they coming?
Tonight, very soon. I must leave now. Barricade your door quietly when I leave.
I will. And heaven bless you.
Hensel! Hensel, I'm ready to come out.
Finished so soon?
You'll let him rest tonight, won't you?
If you ask it. Come, I must lock him in again. There. Sweet dreams, Your Majesty.
Good night, Hensel, and thank you.
Oh, you must not leave me so quickly. Come, sit here. No one will disturb us.
Oh, Hensel, remember Michael.
I have such a bad memory, I can recollect only one person at a time.
Let me out of here at once.
Now, there's no hurry. And we can be very comfortable here.
You mean to keep me here against my will?
Forget Black Michael. What the devil do you see in here?
Hensel, let me go. Let me go. You're hurting my arm. You're mad. I'll call for help.
Michael's in his room and he can't hear you.
He makes the rounds of the castle every night. He may be near now.
I'll risk that.
Michael! Michael, help! It's Hensel! Oh, heavens. The signal. I've given it to the
doctor. You see, no answer. Dear Michael is snoring. Forget him for 5 minutes.
Michael! Michael!
Hensel, what are you doing here?
I was apologizing to the lady for your absence, Excellency.
The moat can hold more than a king.
Does your highness threaten me?
A threat is more warning than most men get
Rudolph
from me.
Rudolph Rassendil has been threatened much, and he still lives.
And when it leave us, I must punish this fellow.
What was that?
Nothing. Now you listen to me.
Yes, there again, they're fighting on the stairs.
Treachery, we are attacked. Hensel, the time has come. Kill the king. I must put to our defense.
Last, the time has come. Prepare yourself, Your Majesty.
I warned the king.
What do you mean? It was one and a one. You can't touch me. I've blocked the door. I've strength enough for that.
Laugh, you fool. It won't take me long to break it open.
Rassendil! Rassendil, the king is down here.
Oh, you were in the plot. I guess it. But it's too late.
Hold
it, Paul. That's heaven,
Rassendil. You're still in time.
I'll play after enters sword in hand. I shall kill
you. I care not, so I save the king. Anger.
You're my battle, sir. Rassendil!
Come on, Ingram.
Long
too
again.
Late to save you there.
Long again.
Colonel, down here, quickly!
But, back and in.
Stop!
You've won. This hand for the king.
Rassendil,
are you all right? Yes. The king is saved.
See, Hensel was outmatched.
Yes, I fear I've killed him.
Too bad. Clumsy fool that I am, I just shot Black Michael.
Oh.
Will your highness forgive me for killing your cousin?
Michael.
I killed him. I killed him. It was my treachery killed him. Oh, Michael, Michael.
What horn is that?
Thunder in heaven, the royal guard.
Colonel Soft, release the king quickly. He's in there.
At once. And Rastolo, the devil has a hand in most things. Heaven doesn't always make the right man king.
Rudolph! Rudolph, are you hurt?
Flavia, my princess. No. I'm still whole in body.
Oh. What is that?
They're tolling for Michael. It means my work is ended, and I must go. It's the requiem of our love that will not die.
Oh, if love were all, I would follow you to the world's end. For you hold my heart in the hollow of your hand. If love were all, you would have let the king die in his cell.
I was bound by honor.
Honor binds a woman too, Rudolph. Whether the king lives or dies, my country needs me.
I cannot say what you should do. But I must go, for the king's secret must be kept, that he may rule securely in Mauritania. I leave him his country, and I leave him so much more.
Oh, Rudolph, don't make it harder for me. I must stay here. Ah, oh, dearest, I know not why heaven let me love you, but I know what I must do. The ring shall always be on my finger, your heart in my heart, and the touch of your lips on mine. But you must go. And I must stay.
My princess. Mine is the easier part. For your ring shall be on my finger. Your heart in my heart. And the touch of no other lips shall ever be on mine. Farewell.
Rudolph. Rudolph. My king.
Rolled back as we have sat together in the Brownstone Theater for this performance of The Prisoner of Zender, back to a kingdom of adventure and romance, a kingdom that offers an eternal welcome to the roving imagination. Gertrude Warner was the Princess Flavia, and Jackson Beck played the dual role of Rudolph Rassendyll and King Rudolph, as the leading man has always done in the long and successful history of this play. One company was not enough in the 1890s. The Prisoner of Zender was taken on tour throughout the entire country, season after season, by two of the foremost actors of that period, E.H. Southern and James K. Hackett. Next week, I am told by our producer, Jack McGregor, Miss Warner will no longer be a princess, but a young girl in an orphanage. Mr. Beck will exchange his royal robes for the conservative sack suit of a well-to-do man of business. That will be in the popular play Daddy Longlegs by Gene Webster, which I know you will find highly entertaining. Thank you again for your letters and your suggestions, all of which we appreciate greatly. We look forward to the pleasure of your company at the Brownstone Theater next week for Daddy Longlegs. And so, for the time being only, good night.
Brownstone Theater performances are produced in one of the Mutual Studios, which once a week becomes our own Brownstone Theater. Your companion at these plays is the distinguished critic and author, Clayton Hamilton. The adaptation of The Prisoner of Zender was made by Keith Thompson. The music was directed by Sylvan Levin. The entire production was under the direction of Jock McGregor. Next week, Daddy Longlegs. The Brownstone Theater originates in New York, and is heard over most of these stations on Wednesday evening at this same time. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.